from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the Phenology Report for the week of May 13th, 2023. Our names are Lila
and Dominic,
and we're your phenologists for this week.
On Monday, May 15th, Logan had noticed that it was 80 degrees out, and Lila saw that it was 82 degrees later in the day.
It's getting to be like summer outside! About 86% of the trees have small green leaves now. Many of the marsh marigolds are blooming in the ditches and the ponds, so keep an eye out. Miss Jackson's tulips in her garden have bloomed this week. She also spotted many plants and flowers on the Superior Hiking Trail in Knife River on Tuesday, May 16th. This included bracken fern, false lily of the valley, fiddleheads, wild sarsaparillas, honeysuckles, horsetails, and violets.
On Saturday, May 13th, Liam and Evan were walking outside and Liam spotted owl pellets. This was the first time Liam had ever seen owl pellets at his house. On Tuesday, the 16th, Liam saw two big ravens eating watermelon rinds from his compost. Then, Emmett saw a duck sitting on his front yard on May 14th. It was one of the first ducks he'd spotted this year. There have been many sightings of ruby-throated hummingbirds around the Northland this week. If you haven't already gotten your hummingbird feeders washed out, filled, and outside, this weekend would be a great time to get them ready. They have traveled far from their wintering range of South Texas and Costa Rica, so they're probably really hungry.
Recently, Zane has noticed more deer coming out along the highway and in his neighborhood to hunt for new buds that have grown.
Miss Rolfe spied several water invertebrates walking on the water in her small pond this past weekend. On Tuesday, May 16th, Zane had noticed that in Schmidt Creek on our school nature trail, water striders were out and about skimming along the stream.
Lila and Dominic went to check on the frog eggs they saw the week before and didn't see any frog eggs, but eventually they saw a few tadpoles swimming around.
The average surface water temperature of Lake Superior currently is in the 50 to 60 degree range. On Tuesday, Miss Jackson's class found that the water in our creek was not running very fast by the bridge, and it took up to 2 minutes for a ball to travel 5 meters during the stream study class.
This concludes the Phenology Report. Have a great week and be observant.